All right. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for our 2020 annual general meeting. My name is Robert Luciano, and I'm the Executive Chairman of VGI Partners Limited. The Company Secretary has advised me that we have a quorum, so I declare the meeting open. There is no objection. The notice of meeting, which was sent to shareholders on the 20th of March, will be taken as read. As you'll be aware, legal restrictions in relation to physical meetings have required that we hold this meeting as a virtual annual general meeting. I'm chairing the meeting from the VGI Partners office in Sydney, and Douglas Tynan is in the room with me, and he's 1.5 meters away from me. Doug is an Executive Director and our Head of Research. Dialing in from other locations, we have the rest of the board: Jay Gardner, David Jones, Benjamin Pronk, and Darren Steinberg. Also in attendance is our Company Secretary, Ian Cameron, and representatives of our share registry, Boardroom. Our auditors, who are Deloitte, are represented on the phone by John Corbett and Stuart Alexander. Now, this is our first AGM since VGI Partners listed on the Australian Stock Exchange in June last year, and we would have hoped to have met you all personally today, but it's obviously not the same holding the meeting online and over the phone. However, we'll do our best to use technology to replicate the key features of a physical meeting while also keeping the meeting as succinct as possible. Most importantly, those of you who have logged into the webcast with your username and password will have the opportunity to submit questions online as well as vote on the resolutions. If you have already prepared a question, please feel free to submit it at any time, and we will aim to answer it at the appropriate stage. If your question relates to a specific resolution, please state the resolution number at the start of the question. With regards to voting, to give you ample time to vote, I'm going to open the polls now. This means you could submit your votes at any time between now and when I close the polls at the end of the meeting. If you change your mind about any vote, you can also override your original vote between now and when the polls close. For those of you who have logged into the webcast as a guest, you'll be able to view our webcast but not submit questions or vote. If you have joined over the phone, please note that this is a listen-only facility. I should also point out that if you are listening on the phone but viewing the webcast, you may experience a lag of at least 10 seconds or more on the webcast. So it may be simpler just to use the webcast for sound as well. Now, turning to our agenda for today, which is shown on slide three. As shown here, I will give a short introductory address, after which there will be an opportunity to ask general questions. We'll then move to the resolutions, and I will take questions on each resolution before we collect the votes. So we'll now move on to formal matters and the formal address. On behalf of the board, I want to thank you for participating in today's virtual annual general meeting, and we hope that you and your families are safe and well in these challenging times. If we start by looking back over the year, I'm sure that for all of us, 2019 now feels like a very long time ago. However, 2019 was a year in which your company achieved several milestones, including listing on the Australian Stock Exchange in June. We made a purposeful decision to make access to the initial public offering available only to VGI Partners fund investors, many of whom had been invested with us for over a decade. The IPO was conducted in tandem with a $300 million raising for our listed investment company, VGI Partners Global Investments, which is known by its ASX ticker, VG1. In the second half of the year, we launched an Asian investment strategy and raised over $550 million for VGI Partners Asian Investments, our second listed investment company, which is known by its ASX ticker, BG8. Now, meeting the establishment costs of BG8 was our largest single investment during the year. We also continued to invest in all aspects of our operations, adding capability across our investment, finance, operations and investor relations functions. We expanded our team in Tokyo and recruited a data scientist in New York. Due largely to the VG8 IPO and the VG1 capital raising, VGI Partners funds under management grew 48% during 2019 to $3.1 billion. Management fees increased to $32 million in 2019, reflecting the growth in funds under management. During the year, we recorded performance fees of $37 million. Cost increases during the year mostly related to an increase in the size of our team. The company's normalised net profit after tax was $33 million. We declared two fully franked dividends subsequent to listing, totaling 34.9 cents per share. Your company's revenue is dependent upon our funds under management and the performance of the VGI Partners funds. Our funds had a strong first half in 2019, but we found the investment landscape extremely challenging during the second half of the year. We discussed the prevailing environment in our January 2020 investor letters, noting that we finished the year on high alert as we believe the investment landscape was not normal. Asset valuations appeared to us to be artificially inflated by historically low risk-free rates, and there was a consequential desperation among investors to chase any remaining skerrick of return. These were difficult conditions for us, as our primary focus is on delivering attractive risk-adjusted returns for all investors while avoiding any permanent loss of capital. As a consequence, we maintained relatively high cash balances and relatively low net market exposure in the latter part of the year. Almost 4 months later, the world has changed in ways we never expected. The COVID-19 pandemic has had practical ramifications for our businesses, for our business, as we got used to many of our staff working from home in Sydney, and our staff in Tokyo and New York are all working remotely. Social distancing and daily temperature checks are now an unfortunate necessity for those members of the investment team who continue to work from our Sydney office. We've also been navigating heightened volatility in financial markets as expectations around the public health and economic impact of COVID-19 evolve. While we claim no specific expertise in assessing the course of the pandemic, we're surprised by the confidence markets are showing in the likely effect of stimulus in completely mitigating its economic repercussions. In time, we will learn whether this confidence is well-founded. We believe the impact of COVID-19 is unparalleled. Compared with the other periods of volatility witnessed during my working life, which include the Asian currency crisis, the collapse of long-term capital management, the tech wreck, 9/11, and the global financial crisis, this current shock is quite different and, frankly, unprecedented. This time, we are dealing with a broad-based consumer crisis stemming from an economic shutdown rather than a financial crisis. We have never seen entire economies put into hibernation, with the result that in the space of only a few weeks, tens of millions of people have already joined the ranks of the unemployed or underemployed. A long and deep global recession seems unavoidable. Fiscal stimulus may possibly save us from a deep depression. Markets have rallied hard off their March lows, but we are deeply concerned. We don't yet know what shape the consumer or economy will be in when this situation settles, but there is no basis for optimism in the data to date. The range of potential scenarios for how things unfold from here, coupled with the market's apparent confidence that the eventual recovery will be V-shaped, is creating fresh challenges for how we position our portfolios. Whatever the environment, there is no fundamental change to our investment approach. We invest in high-quality businesses that we believe are easy to understand and trade at prices we believe exhibit a sufficient margin of safety. That is, trading at prices that are below our assessment of the intrinsic value of the business. Secondly, we use little or no leverage and keep prudent cash buffers. In some cases, we've used recent volatility to build our position in businesses that have been on our target list. However, we remain cautious and have also increased our short positions and cash weightings in the last couple of months. While our primary focus is on managing our portfolios in a changing environment, we're also concerned for the hardship that many Australian families will experience in the coming months and unfortunately years ahead. With this in mind, VGI Partners and the VGI Partners Foundation have pledged a $100,000 donation to Mission Australia, a charity which provides integrated nationwide services in a range of areas, including helping people to find safe and affordable housing, supporting disadvantaged children and families, empowering troubled young people, and assisting people with mental illness and disability. This year, the VGI Partners Foundation is on track to allocate at least $500,000 to Australian charities. Since inception, VGI Partners has made charitable contributions of approximately $6 million Australian dollars. In closing, I would like to thank all of you, our shareholders, for your ongoing support and investment with VGI Partners. Now, at this stage, if anyone has general questions that do not relate to the resolutions in our notice of meeting, could you please submit them if you haven't already? I'm happy to take a few general questions on our business and market conditions, even though that is not the main purpose of the meeting. And I'll need to leave time for the formal business. So I'll ask Doug Tynan to read out the questions as they come through, and we'll pause for about 30 seconds or so to wait for these questions to come through, given the time lag.
No questions so far. We'll just wait one more moment.
All right, Ashley, are there any questions? Okay, well, we will move on. Turning now to formal business. I will take each item and resolution in the order set out in the notice of meeting. Our meeting today involves 17 resolutions to be decided. While you are welcome to submit questions as we move through the resolutions, if you do already have questions prepared, please submit them now. When writing your question, please state at the start of your question whether it relates to our financial reports or type the number of the resolution. I note that resolutions 7 to 17 all relate to the proposed issue of VGI shares as a result of our VG8 raising last year. In the interest of streamlining the meeting, we will aggregate all questions relating to that group of resolutions and answer them before we formally move through the slides for resolution 7 to 17. So please make sure that you submit those questions nice and early. As I mentioned earlier, we will conduct a poll on all resolutions today, combining votes submitted before the meeting with votes that are cast online during the meeting. Since the polls are already open, if you'd like to vote now, please do so. Alternatively, it is also fine if you prefer to only vote once we have discussed each resolution. I'll also allow some time at the end of the meeting for you to finalise your votes. If you make a mistake or change your mind, please just select your preferred voting option and that will override your original vote. I note that Boardroom are the returning officers for today's meeting and will conduct our poll. Certain votes will be excluded in accordance with the Corporations Act and the ASX listing rules. The proxy votes will be shown after discussion of each individual resolution. I advise the meeting that I will be voting all undirected proxies in favour of the resolutions as indicated in the notice of meeting. We will advise the ASX as soon as the results are determined, which will be a little bit later on today. Turning now to the first item of formal business. Now, the first item of formal business is the tabling of the financial statements, the director's report and the auditor's report for the period ended 31 December 2019. The company is required to lay before the meeting the last audited financial statements and reports which were released to the ASX on the 27th of February 2020 as part of the company's annual report. No resolutions on this matter is required. However, I now invite shareholders and their proxies to ask questions on the reports. Questions may be asked of the auditors in relation to the conduct of the audit, content of the audit report, accounting policies adopted by the company, and the independence of the auditor in carrying out the audit. Are there any questions or comments on the financial statements and reports of the directors and auditors for the period ended 31 December 2019? I'll allow a few seconds for you to enter any questions.
No questions.
Give another 15 seconds. It doesn't look like there are any questions. So we will now move to Resolution 1, the adoption of the FY19 Remuneration Report. Under the Corporations Act, listed companies are required to include, as part of their director's report, a remuneration report. The remuneration report is included in the company's annual report. The Corporations Act requires companies to put to shareholders, a non-binding vote to enable shareholders to voice their opinion on matters included in the remuneration report. Under the Corporations Act, the vote on this resolution is advisory only and does not bind the board or the company. However, the board will take the outcome of the vote into account when considering future remuneration decisions. Shareholders should note that if 25% or more of the votes cast on this resolution are against the adoption of the remuneration report, the first element in the board's spill provisions, generally known as the two strikes rule, will be triggered. This would require a resolution on whether to hold a further meeting to spill the board, to be put to shareholders at the 2021 AGM if a second strike was to occur at the 2021 AGM. The board recommends that shareholders vote in favour of adopting the FY19 remuneration report, and I now move this resolution. Could shareholders or proxies with questions regarding resolution 1 please submit questions if you have not done so already? Once again, I'll allow a few seconds for you to enter any final questions. We've got no questions, and I'll take no questions as compliments. Before I put the resolution to the meeting, I'll show the proxy votes on the screen. It's come up. Okay. If you're a shareholder or proxy holder and eligible to vote online, could you please complete your vote? I'll give you about 10-15 seconds to do that. I'll now move on to the second resolution. Turning to the next slide, Mr. Tynan is retiring by rotation and is standing for re-election in accordance with Clause 60 of the company's constitution. Mr. Tynan's details are set out in the annual report and they are repeated here on this slide. In summary, Mr. Tynan joined VGI Partners in 2008 and has more than 15 years' experience as an equities analyst and accountant. He has been the executive director of the company since 1 February 2011, and by virtue of his substantial shareholding in VGI, his interests are highly aligned with shareholders. The board, with Mr. Tynan abstaining, supports the re-election of Douglas Tynan as a director. I now move that Douglas Tynan be re-elected as a director of the company. Could shareholders or proxies with questions regarding Resolution 2 please submit those now? I'll give you a few moments to enter your questions. We don't seem to have any questions. Before I put the resolution to the meeting, I'll show you the proxy votes on the screen. For those who are online and eligible to vote, could you please vote on Resolution 2? Alright, now turning to Resolution 3, the re-election of Mr. Benjamin Pronk. As stated on this slide, Mr. Benjamin Pronk, a director who pursuant to Clause 59 of the company's constitution holds office until the end of the annual general meeting, offers himself a re-election as a director of the company. Mr. Pronk's details are set out in the annual report and repeated on this slide. In summary, Mr. Pronk completed a distinguished career in the Australian Army spanning 24 years, the majority of which was spent within Special Operations Command, and he has been awarded a Distinguished Service Cross for Leadership in Action. He concluded his service as Commanding Officer of the Special Air Service Regiment. Mr. Pronk is now the Managing Partner of Metal Global Holdings, a consultancy firm specialising in crisis, emergency and business continuity management and leadership training. The board, with Mr. Pronk abstaining, supports the re-election of Benjamin Pronk as a director. I now move that Benjamin Pronk be re-elected as a director of the company. Could shareholders or proxies with questions regarding Resolution 3 please submit their questions now? Once again, I'll allow a few moments for you to enter your questions. Okay, before I put the resolution to the meeting, I'll show the proxy votes on the screen. For those who are online and eligible to vote, could you please complete your vote for Resolution 3? Alright, now turning to Resolution 4, the re-election of Mr. Darren Steinberg. As stated on this slide, Mr. Darren Steinberg, a director who, pursuant to Clause 59 of the company's constitution, holds office until the end of this annual general meeting, offers himself for re-election as a director of the company. Mr. Steinberg's details are set out in the annual report and repeated on this slide. In summary, Mr. Steinberg is the Chief Executive Officer of Dexus and the Executive Director of Dexus Funds Management Limited. Mr. Steinberg has more than 30 years' experience in the property and funds management industry, with an extensive background in office, industrial and retail property investment and development. He is former National President of the Property Council of Australia and a founding member of its Property Male Champions of Change. The board, with Mr. Steinberg abstaining, supports the re-election of Darren Steinberg as a director. I now move that Darren Steinberg be re-elected as a director of the company. Could shareholders or proxies with questions regarding Resolution 4 please submit their questions now? Before I put the resolution to the meeting, I'll show the proxy votes on the screen. For those who are online and eligible to vote, could you now please complete your vote for Resolution 4? Now turning to Resolution 5, the re-election of Ms. Jay Gardner. As stated on this slide, Ms. Jay Gardner, a director who, pursuant to Clause 59 of the company's constitution, holds office until the end of this annual general meeting, offers herself for re-election as a director of the company. Ms. Gardner's details are set out in the annual report and repeated on this slide. In summary, Ms. Gardner has more than 25 years' experience in corporate finance. She is a managing director of Grant Samuel, where she is responsible for preparing valuations and independent experts reports, primarily for the top 200 companies listed on the ASX. She also advises on corporate transactions with a focus on the financial services, property, health and media industries. Jay was previously a director of VGI Partners Global Investments from July 2017 to May 2019. The board, with Ms. Gardner abstaining, supports the re-election of Jay Gardner as a director. I now move that Jay Gardner be re-elected as a director of the company. Could shareholders or proxies with questions regarding Resolution 5 please submit their questions now? Before I put the resolution to the meeting, I will show the proxy votes on the screen. For those who are online and eligible to vote, could you now please complete your vote for Resolution 5? All right. Turning to Resolution 6, the reappointment of the company's auditor. Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu were appointed as auditor of the company when we became a public company in May 2019. As a public company, we are required to appoint an auditor at our first annual general meeting. The board supports the reappointment of the company's auditor. I now move this resolution. Could shareholders or proxies with questions regarding Resolution 6 please submit their questions now? Before I put the resolution to the meeting, I will show the proxy votes on the screen. For those who are online and eligible to vote, could you please complete your vote for Resolution 6? Alright, so moving along, we now have reached the final group of resolutions relating to the issue of shares in VGI Partners Limited. By way of background, the proposed issuance of shares follows the launch of VGI Partners Asian Investments last year. As part of this offer, new shares in VGI Partners Limited were issued for zero consideration to those who invested in VG8. We believe this structure both enhanced alignment and assisted with our VG8 fundraising. The ratio of free VGI shares to VG8 shares was set out in the VG8 prospectus and the notice of meeting for today's AGM. Now, for virtually all VG8 investors, their shares were issued in November last year. However, in the case of directors and their associates and related entities, we invested in VG8, but we can only receive our VGI shares following shareholder approval. So, we are seeking approval at today's AGM. To be clear, if approval is granted, then the VGI shares that are issued to us will be on exactly the same terms as they were to other investors in VGA. The total number of VGI shares that may be issued today is 60,438 shares. This reflects a combined VGA investment from directors and their associates of over $11 million. Could shareholders or proxies with questions regarding Resolution 7 to 17 please submit their questions now, and I'll allow a moment for you to enter your questions. All right, there's no questions. So, we will now move through each of these resolutions. Given the first of these resolutions relates to me personally, I will now ask Doug to take the chair.
Thank you, Rob. The next slide shows Resolution 7. This relates to the proposed issue of 107 ordinary shares to Omaha Equities Pty Limited. The board, with Mr. Luciano abstaining, recommends that shareholders vote in favour of Resolution 7. I now move this resolution. Before I put the resolution to the meeting, I will show the proxy votes on the screen now. For those who are online and eligible to vote, could you now please complete your vote for Resolution 7? Thank you. I would now like to ask Rob to resume his role as chair.
All right, thanks Doug. So the next slide shows Resolution 8. This relates to the proposed issue of 5,333 shares to WD41 Proprietary Limited, which is an entity controlled by Douglas Tynan. The board, with Mr. Tynan abstaining, recommends that shareholders vote in favour of Resolution 8. I now move this resolution. Before I put the resolution to the meeting, I'll show the proxy votes on the screen. For those of you who are online and eligible to vote, could you please now complete your vote for Resolution 8? All right, so the next slide shows resolution 9. This relates to the proposed issue of 64 shares to Felton Road Proprietary Limited, which is an entity controlled by Douglas Tynan. The board, with Mr. Tynan abstaining, recommends that shareholders vote in favour of resolution 9. I now move this resolution. Before I put the resolution to the meeting, I'll show the proxy votes on the screen. For those who are online and eligible to vote, could you please complete your vote for resolution 9? Take another 5 seconds for you to do so. Alright, so moving on, the next slide shows resolution 10. This relates to the proposed issue of 1,333 ordinary shares to Sirius Cove Investments Proprietary Limited. And this is an entity controlled by David Jones. The board, with Mr. Jones abstaining, recommends that shareholders vote in favour of resolution 10. I now move this resolution. Before I put the resolution to the meeting, I'll show the proxy votes on the screen. For those who are online and eligible to vote, could you now please complete your vote for resolution 10? I'll wait for 10 seconds for you to do so. All right, moving on, the next slide shows resolution 11. This relates to the proposed issue of 1,067 shares to Homer Proprietary Limited, which is an entity controlled by Jay Gardner. The board, with Ms. Gardner abstaining, recommends that shareholders vote in favour of resolution 11. I now move this resolution. Before I put the resolution to the meeting, I'll show the proxy votes on the screen. For those who are online and eligible to vote, could you please complete your vote for resolution 11? Pause for about 10 seconds. All right, so the next slide shows resolution 12. This relates to the proposed issue of 800 shares to Mr. Robert Poyner, a former executive director and current employee of VGI Partners. The board recommends that shareholders vote in favour of resolution 12. I now move this resolution. Before I put the resolution to the meeting, I'll show the proxy votes on the screen. For those who are online and eligible to vote, could you now please complete your vote for resolution 12? I'll pause for 10 seconds. Okay, so the next four resolutions relate to me, so I will now ask Doug to chair the next section.
Thanks, Rob. The next slide shows resolution 13. This relates to the proposed issue of 1,067 shares to Mosala Proprietary Limited, which is a related party of Robert Luciano. The board, with Mr. Luciano abstaining, recommends that shareholders vote in favour of resolution 13. I now move this resolution. Before I put the resolution to the meeting, I will show the proxy votes on the screen. For those who are online and eligible to vote, could you now please complete your vote for resolution 13? We'll pause a moment just for voting. The next slide shows resolution 14. This relates to the proposed issue of 35,257 shares to S. Luciano, who is a related party of Robert Luciano. The board, with Mr. Luciano abstaining, recommends that shareholders vote in favour of resolution 14. I now move this resolution. Before I put the resolution to the meeting, I will show the proxy votes on the screen. For those of you who are online and eligible to vote, could you now please complete your vote for resolution 14? We'll wait a moment while that voting is completed. The next slide shows resolution 15. This relates to the proposed issue of 3,281 ordinary shares to C. Luciano, who is a related party of Robert Luciano. The board, with Mr. Luciano abstaining, recommends that shareholders vote in favor of Resolution 15. I now move this resolution. Before I put the resolution to the meeting, I will show the proxy votes on the screen. For those who are online and eligible to vote, could you please complete your vote for Resolution 15 now? We'll wait just a moment. The next slide shows Resolution 16. This relates to the proposed issue of 1,462 ordinary shares to A. Luciano, who is a related party of Robert Luciano. The board, with Mr. Luciano abstaining, recommends that shareholders vote in favor of Resolution 16. I now move this resolution. Before I put the resolution to the meeting, I will show the proxy votes on the screen. For those who are online and eligible to vote, could you please complete your vote for Resolution 16 now? We'll pause for voting. Thank you. I would now like to ask Rob to resume his role as chair of this meeting.
Right. Thanks, Doug. The next slide shows Resolution 17. This relates to the proposed issue of 10,667 shares to Tynan Investments Proprietary Limited, which is a related party of Douglas Tynan. The board, with Mr. Tynan abstaining, recommends that shareholders vote in favor of Resolution 17. I now move this resolution. Before I put the resolution to the meeting, I'll show the proxy votes on the screen. For those who are online and eligible to vote, can you now please complete your vote for Resolution 17? All right. Thank you. We've addressed all 17 resolutions. In case you've not completed your voting during the meeting, I'll now give you a few moments to finalize your voting. As mentioned earlier, Boardroom, VGI Partners share registry, will conduct the poll via the online votes that you submit and combine these with votes that were cast online before the meeting. I'll now pause for one minute to allow the completion of online voting. All right. Getting close. Another 30 seconds soon. We got 15 more seconds, and then we'll close the voting, and we'll move on. All right. We will now close the poll and formally charge Boardroom to count the votes. Thank you very much. The results of today's AGM will be released to the market and made available on the VGI Partners website as soon as possible, which is likely to be this afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, as there is no other formal business for the meeting, I declare the AGM of VGI Partners Limited closed. Once again, I'd like to thank everyone for attending today's webcast or dialing in on the phone. I also hope that everyone remains safe and well during this period, and we look forward to meeting many of you in person at future briefings and AGMs. Thank you very much and good day.